Findings from the School of Public Health at the University of Ghana show that though Ghanaians generally have knowledge about Ebola, misconceptions and high-risk social-cultural practices cloud the real picture of the disease. According to the findings, the surprising aspect is that urban dwellers were found to be more vulnerable with regards to information, attitude and beliefs concerning Ebola. At a meeting to present the findings to stakeholders in Accra, the Dean of the School of Public Health at the University of Ghana, Legon, Professor Richard Adanu, said the findings clearly show that tracking and preventing Ebola in Ghana has moved beyond the establishment of a ministerial committee to a more rigid approach to effectively disseminate information on Ebola to the people. Irapuna Paha and Monica Gunnab have filed this report.
Even though Ghana has not yet recorded any confirmed Ebola viral disease, social factors have been reported to hinder efforts to control the outbreak in the three most affected countries in West Africa. In this regard, the WHO provided funding to the School of Public Health at the University of Ghana to undertake a study with the following objectives. They are to determine the existing knowledge on Ebola, identify population barriers that may hinder the containment of Ebola in an event of a confirmed case, and to explore the appropriate social mobilization strategy in the prevention of Ebola. At a meeting in Accra to present the findings, the Dean of the School of Public Health, Dr. Richard Adanu, explained the outcome of the findings.
With the Ebola virus disease, a lot of the work that has been done and a lot of the things that have been said have gone around the area of laboratory medicine, trying to understand the virus better, because everybody is looking at Ebola from the aspect of the science and how this can be addressed. When we focus on hardcore science, without thinking of the people who are in the center of the science, we sometimes miss the mark. Because it's very easy to come out with a drug that works very well, or with an intervention that works very well. But if we ignore the culture and the practice of the people around.
The Director of Disease Prevention and Control at the WHO, Dr. Sally Ann Ohene, said, though Ghana is fortunate to have not recorded any Ebola, efforts to contain the disease in an event of an outbreak is not encouraging.